Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Karen Kerrigan is our guest and our good friend, ladies and gentlemen. This is our, and I forgot to mention this to her earlier, Karen Kerrigan is the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee. Pound for pound, nobody does more for small business than this lady. She's also the president and the founder of Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. She's a syndicated columnist, but more importantly, she's our good friend. Karen, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to be here, particularly before the holidays.
Yeah, but there's one other thing that today's kind of a big deal, and this is what I started to say.
The anniversary? Another anniversary?
It's your anniversary.
Oh.
It's your sixth anniversary with us.
Oh, my gosh.
How about that?
Years fly, don't they?
You're pretty excited about that, aren't you?
I am. No, I am so excited about that. No, I really am. I'm excited because it's just great to see that you have a strong, viable, growing radio program, you know?
Well, and none of this would happen, though, without your support, Karen. Folks, way back when things were just getting started, Karen was an abiding source of encouragement for me. And Karen, I've said this before on the air, but on behalf of me and my organization and our audience, for all that you do for small business, we thank you. It's a big deal.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, it's such an honor, you know, to be able to do what I do. I tell you, I just...
They're fun folks to work for.
Tickled every morning, you know, that I could do what I love doing.
Small business owners are fun folks to work for, aren't they?
They really are.
Because they're so cuddly. They're so cuddly and huggable, aren't they?
They are. They are. No, and just sort of the whole, you know, just generally the cause, you know, of free enterprise and freedom and, you know, just the concept of... individuals being able to take your ideas. Yeah, the whole concept is just a wonderful thing. And and everyone loves, or they say they love small business up on Capitol Hill.
they
vote is another story.
They
for
say
sure.
It, whether they act that way or not, it's true. Karen, you just got back from Jerusalem. Tell us about
I did.
What were you doing over there?
I was there all week, last week, as a matter of fact, wearing my Women Entrepreneurs hat, but, you know, using, you know, the my Small Business Survival Committee and Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. experience over the past 10 to 15 years on, you know, working with coalitions and organizing and mobilizing constituencies for change. And the State Department and the U.S. Consulate's Office in Jerusalem asked if I could come over and meet with women business leaders, women business owners, and activists in Jerusalem, actually Palestinian women business owners, to... you know, sort of give a, you know, an overview of, you know, best practices that work in the U.S. in terms of advocating, educating, and networking among women business owners.
Now, did I understand that you only met with Palestinian women business owners?
I did. And
why was that?
Because the U.S. Consulate's office in Jerusalem, you know, just that's their constituency, is the Palestinian community, number one. And number two, they just, you know, there are some economic development issues related to Palestine, you know, they're going through some very difficult times right now in terms of the, you know, the current situation over there.
Well, how are business owners doing over there?
It's tough for a couple of reasons. Number one, obviously, tourism is probably the number one industry in Jerusalem and Palestine and that whole broader area. And the security situation, you know, has really... you know, tourists away. I walked around the old city on Friday in Jerusalem and could go to the major places of interest with, I mean, really no one around.
Just
in a way, it was a very special experience, you know, being able to be a single person walking in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and, you know, the Via della Rosa, walking up and down there. But on the other hand, it was sort of sad that, you know, there wasn't anyone around because of the security situation.
Right.
The other problem for the Palestinian community is the just their lack of mobility in terms of being able to freely, you know, move across boundaries in and out of Jerusalem, you know, in and out of the country because of, you know, they can't drive their cars. They're not allowed to. They have to go through checkpoints.
Palestinians aren't allowed to drive cars in Jerusalem?
Actually, in Palestine, too. I mean, in their own country, I mean, there's restrictions on their mobility in terms of their vehicles. Mm-hmm. But also, you can't go in and out of Palestine and Jerusalem without
commerce, isn't it?
Without permits. I mean, and so even getting permits for the women to come to Jerusalem through the U.S. Consulate's office was a major hassle for them. So, you know, as private citizens, they have a very difficult time. You know, if you can't move, if there's problem moving goods and services out, if you have problems going through checkpoints, you know, various checkpoints throughout the day that could really, add up to many hours of
what
travel.
What advice and counsel did you offer them, Karen?
Well, you know, a couple of things. I mean, number one is that, you know, the reason women business owners in the U.S. have been succeeding and doing very well is because of the networks that we've built, and we've communicated with each other, and we've supported each other. So part of the whole program was bringing all these people together and getting them to know each other and to work with each other to missions and purposes, and, you know, how can they work together to help the women of Palestine, you know, more effectively. The other important thing, I think, was just how do we bring the voice of more women, to the table in terms of the decision-making process, whether that be in the political realm, whether that be in the economic realm. You know, these are women that are in, you know, very high levels of the government or governing council there in Palestine. They own pharmaceutical companies. They own major businesses over
there.
That's
something that many people may not know is that in Palestine, mm-hmm. Islam in Palestine is not Wahhabi Islam like you have in Saudi Arabia and some of the other more fundamentalist countries. The women have the ability to actually have self-determination up there, don't they?
They do, and they're very educated.
Right.
You know, there was only one time I needed to do translations. You know, they have traveled the world. They speak English very well. They're well-educated. I mean, that's not to say in certain areas of the West Bank in Gaza there are some cultural issues. You know what I mean?
Right.
More in the rural areas related to women's economic development and education issues. But it was an eye-opening experience because, I mean, they're people just like you and me, Jim. Mm-hmm. They have kids. They want the best for them. Living in this situation is not good.
And they want to be able to follow their own dream in their homeland in Palestine, in where they live. That's understandable. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you finish that. We're going to get Karen to tell us a couple more things about her trip, and then we're going to ask her how did small business do in 2003 with regard to public policy. And that's coming up right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Karen Kerrigan, the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Karen Kerrigan is our guest. She's the chairman and the founder of the Small Business Survival Committee. That's sbsc.org. It's an outstanding organization, and as I said earlier, Karen and the SBSC do more for small business pound for pound than anybody else in the world. It's a small organization, but boy, they get out there, and they've got a lot of credibility on the Hill, a lot of credibility in the White House. Karen is well-known and well-received in all those circles. And when Karen says this is something small business owners need or don't need, the people who can influence that need or taking things away that hurt us, they listen to Karen. And Karen, congratulations on that. I'm really proud of what you've accomplished there, and folks, don't forget sbsc.org. A lot of good information there. Karen, one of the things that I like about your site is the fact that we can go there and find out how our elected representative voted.
Yeah, I mean that's
senators
sort of, that's,
and congressmen and congresswomen,
yeah,
how they voted on small business issues.
Yeah, that's the real thing. I mean, everyone can talk about how they love small business and, you know, small business is important and all that other good rhetoric, but how they vote on issues is what really matters.
So, as one of my old mentors used to say, the proof's in the pudding.
Sure is. Mm. Sure is. And, you know, do they, you know, they may talk the talk, but do they walk the walk? And
yeah. And
so that's why, and I think our ratings have been really effective in letting, the voters know how their members Mm-hmm. Vote on key small business issues. It's really important. And
I have seen it happen, Karen. I know of one congressman who had slipped in his voting record, and I got a little bit of a buzz out to let people know that how he voted, and they let him know. And the next report that you guys put out, his small business record went up.
That's good. Well, that's what it was meant to do, to stay accountable to to a very important constituency in this country.
Karen, I want to revisit the Palestinian thing one more time, just for another minute, because I want to come back to another issue. But before we do, I want to remind people, you went to Jerusalem. You worked with the U.S. consulate primarily with Palestinians.
Right.
And that's how that works, because in Tel Aviv, the U.S. consulate works with the Jews, right?
Well, we've got the U.S. embassy actually is located in Tel Aviv. Mm-hmm. And, obviously they deal with, the Israelis and the Israeli community. And I just believe that, the situation is just, obviously very unique, in that part of the world, that, there is, an outpost, if you will, or an office that deals with the Palestinian communities, which happens to be located in East Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
You have these very distinct, constituencies that live in this very volatile region. And so there is, an office that is, designated to work, with the community, because they Palestine. But I know you need
I just want to make sure we didn't give the impression that the U.S. consulate was only working with Palestinians, because that's not the case, and that helped clear it up.
Oh, no, and they do work together, on dual programs and things like that. I mean, there's a very close relationship, but their job is to do outreach and cultural and build relationships with the Palestinian people in the consulate's office.
Let's move over and talk about small business in America.
Uh-huh.
With regard to public policy in 2003, how did we do?
Yeah, I think we had a pretty banner year. We're sort of going through that whole effort right now and doing a little report card for the year end and looking at sort of the good of what happened. Look, we have major tax relief, a good tax relief package that made its way through the Congress.
Huge small business angles.
We did. We got health savings account. We've been on, SBSC has been on a legislative drive for 10 years now to get those enacted.
You've been on a crusade for that.
That was a huge, huge win for us as an organization, but more importantly for small business.
That was only just signed into law, too, by the way.
Yeah, just on Monday. Mm-hmm. Just on Monday. And rolling back the steel tariffs, I think, was key for our manufacturing.
Small steel manufacturers. Right.
We brought in people from the Midwest, from Wisconsin, to meet with the White House several times over the past year or two, and they're like, look at you, this is increasing my cost by 30% or 40%, on top of that. I have health care, the economy's not doing well, I'm getting killed here.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the president did listen to that and thought it, and plus I think they looked at it from a principal perspective. How can you be the leader of free trade but have these tariffs? You know what I mean? It was contradictory policy. So that's very good news. We, on the regulatory front, more and more of the agencies are looking at what they're doing from a small business perspective, and those are big wins. So, it was a good year, Jim. It really was. I mean, we've got some work to do out in the States because there's been some tax increases and, some really dumb things that have happened that hurt small business from the state perspective. Boy, we had a really good year here in Washington, and despite the very partisan atmosphere and the harsh rhetoric that you all hear out in the out in the real world of people attacking each other. So,
well, what we need to do is one of the things I think small business owners need to do when our congressmen and women and senators are back in their districts over the holidays. We need to let them know about the things that we saw that were good for small business. Thank them for that. Even if they didn't vote for it, then we need to tell them that we hope that they will next time.
Tell them
that you're tracking these things.
Right. I mean, look at, Jim, I think the proof is in the pudding relative to the mm-hmm. tax package and just sort of the certainty and, momentum that package alone has given to the economy.
There's no question.
Now what would really seal the deal from our perspective is just making that tax cut permanent.
Absolutely.
That's going to be our big push next year.
Absolutely. Karen Kerrigan, thank you very much for being here. It's always a pleasure to have you.
All right. Happy holidays.
Thanks, Karen. See you later.
All righty.
Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, Small Business Survival Committee, SBSC.org. Check that website out. Quick break. I'll be right back. It's 29 after Tim Berry on the other side of these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.